This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Calls. The two articles of impeachment are out there on the table. Not doing what Congress orders the president to do, that's not a crime, obstructing Congress. And abuse of power. I've never seen such projection in my life. Gordon in the beautiful. Most isolated islands of the planet, Hawaii. Gordon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how you doing? Yeah, this is paradise where I'm at. I've got some great news for you. I listen to Hawaii News now, and they have their internet thing going and comments, and they did the No One's Above the Law headline today, and I'll tell you, nobody. And, well, then they had a whole bunch of anti-Trump garbage on there also, but nobody is buying this Democrat impeachment garbage because normally it's 90% anti-Trump comments, and today it was 90 plus comments for Trump, anti-Democrat. Everybody is furious here in Hawaii with what the Democrats are doing. And I find that to be good news because we're so left out here. That we're such leftists out here, they threw us out into the middle of the ocean. And,
well, that's what I'm seeing, is that people fundamentally remember Trump being spied on, remember all the crimes being committed, and now the Democrats are even denying that that happened, and everything they're saying Trump's done, they've done, and it's really backfiring. How do you expect them to pull out of this?
I don't. There's only one way that we're going to be able to pull out of what's going on, and that's if Trump does something about this censorship. I am 100% banned, I guess shadow banned from the internet now. My Facebook, I get absolutely no acknowledgments, no comments, and I was getting thousands. I sent
do this.
Out,
use another IP address. Create something that's about surfing, or and then build a profile on that, and then use that for a while. And you just have to keep doing it. You have to keep fooling the AI. It's a war. We need everyone to get back on there and hit the enemy hard.
Well, you also have to get a new phone because they go by the phone number also. I had my other...
I'm saying it's worth it. Go get a burner phone. Use your landline. Do whatever you have to do. Just keep in the fight.
That's exactly what I'm going to do, is get a whole nother phone, because my other Facebook page got taken down because I was on Hawaii News Now and they accused me of being a Russian bot.
Of course.
And which is
everyone that loves freedom, everyone that wants justice, everyone that wants vaccine safety, everyone that wants common sense, we're all Russians. You didn't know that?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Thanks, Vlad.
Everybody, all right. Thank you so much. Great points, Gordon. Very exciting. You say almost all the calls on local news are saying this is a fiasco. That's what we're seeing. Let's take another call before we go to break here. Let's jam in one more. Let's go to Nick in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, so real quick, I just wanted to say I didn't know who you were or what InfoWars was until you guys were banned last year, so I'm one of the examples of how it turned on the globalists.
Beautiful. Well, the only way we get out is you spread the word, brother. Please release me from prison.
Yes, I show my friends a lot of things, and, you know, surprisingly, you know, I'm 23, so a lot of my friends, especially being from New Jersey, are a little liberal, but they don't disagree with things you say, which, you know, I think when people hear what you have to say, you know, if they're down to actually critically, I think they take that information and hopefully they think about what it is they're seeing. But really, the reason I called you today was one with the impeachment. I can't remember the man's name now, Talani, the one of the four that was talking about how this impeachment is going to only hurt the Democrats. He was giving the testimony. The funny thing is, contributor for CNN and MSNBC, and after his testimony, I haven't seen him on either network in the last week. And just that, you know, I, real quick, you know, my cousin was sending me messages yesterday that New Jersey, here in New Jersey, as I like to call it, the People's Republic of New Jersey, they were talking about...
Hold on, I got a guest popping in, but as soon as we come, if you can hold, I'm going to pop back and hear what you have to say. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTru Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Peter Dabroska is about to join us. I played this clip last hour, but I'm going to play it again from Tucker Carlson, where he says, let's have a moratorium on immigration. We've taken in more than we ever have. The Democrats are turning them against America. We have a right to have borders. The third world's collapsing. We've got to get control of the drug gangs, the Islamic invasions. Here's some of what he had to say.
Pete Dabroska is a congressional candidate from the state of North Carolina. He has called for a 10-year moratorium on all immigration. He joins us tonight. Pete, thanks so much for coming on tonight. When you say all immigration, do you mean all immigration or is all illegal immigration?
Sure. So, Tucker, it's important that we define what an immigration moratorium is. And in this case, it means no net immigration to the United States. So about 200,000 people leave the United States every year.
Yes.
Bringing in 200,000 legal aliens would be fine. But bottom line, we would like to have no population increase from legal immigration.
Well, you are not.
So Pete Dabroska joins us. Pete4nc.com. He's been on Owen's show, The War Room. He's been on some of the broadcasts like Firepower with Will Johnson, who's out on the road tonight with crew there in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I'm doing a live broadcast tonight from 6 p.m. until it ends with live feeds and more at band.video and InfoWars.com. We're also going to put it out on the radio and TV satellites for TV stations and radio stations that would like to pick that up. It's going to be pretty powerful, I think, and I think your listeners will be informed by it. But I wanted to just talk about the fact that people like this is a radical statement. You can't immigrate to Saudi Arabia. You can't teach Christianity in Saudi Arabia. You'll get executed. They didn't take one Islamic refugee, but we've taken millions. The UN ran our refugee program until 2 years ago. Trump took us out of that program. Now he signed executive orders blocking even more of it because it's weaponization. Here's some headlines. Mayors asked Trump to import more refugees to U.S. for cultural diversity. It's a Breitbart article. And it goes on to have these mayors saying we need this diversity even if they just live on welfare. Here's a big government study. 63% of non-citizen households access welfare programs. In Europe, it's over 80%. So it goes on from there. House candidate in North Carolina, our guest, talks about an all-out moratorium. Sweden rape. Most convicted attackers are foreign-born, ABC News reports. In Italy, it's close to 50% are the actual migrants doing it. Same thing in Sweden. And we're just supposed to pay for it all and just unvetted, bring people in. They call it the Underground Railroad. Well, people were getting out of something bad, going to something good, the Underground Railroad. But when people are brought here, they're saying America's bad, the left is, but they're bringing them here. The supposed Nazi command base. So it's been weaponized. The globalists are behind it. We have to shut it down. And instead of arguing about it all day and the rest of it, we need to go back to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the power of the presidency, the Supreme Court has confirmed, has the power to totally shut down legal and illegal immigration. And I think we should do it just to show it's our house, it's our country, and it's not going to be used by the UN anymore. So, Pete, thank you for joining us. Give us your take on the situation. Your interview last week is the biggest attention I've seen in a long time of a Tucker Carlson interview.
Thanks for having me, Alex. I appreciate it. It's good to be on with you. The immigration moratorium is absolutely a necessary policy to implement, and it's one that, fortunately for us, is gaining steam. Like you said, the status quo in most countries around the world is closed borders, right? I mean, you can't go to Poland without the proper paperwork. They will send you home. You can't even go to Botswana without the proper paperwork. They will send you home. You know, and that's a third world country that we're talking about, right? So the idea that this is somehow radical is absolutely untrue. The idea that this hasn't happened before in American history is absolutely untrue. For half of the 20th century, there was an immigration moratorium in the United States. The fact of the matter is the mass legal immigration to the United States, 1 million people per year, is not helping us. It's not helping the conservative cause, because eventually the Republican Party will die by demographics, and it's not helping us economically. It's putting, you know, working class people out of jobs. And increasingly upper middle class people now out of jobs. Right now, Mike Lee, the supposed conservative senator from Utah, is trying to push through this S-386, which is going to increase high-tech worker visas. He's trying to push it through without a floor vote. And this is how, you know, our elites behave in Washington, D.C. It's time to get this under control. And the immigration moratorium is the best place to start.
Well, the issue is Asian immigrants that become citizens tend to become nationalistic and conservative. A lot of your Indian immigrants do. But the low-skilled particularly are literally put in to these refugee camps before they get here. They're taught a UN globalist doctrine for up to 6 months. Then they're brought here. Democrats pick them up, move them into their houses, collect welfare money off of it. A lot of Democrats, as you know, now have just a job of managing illegals who they then make legal. And I mean, this is a takeover plan by the Democrats. This is a Democrat race-based system. It's not that the Christian ethos of the West, unify us all under Christianity, is a bad thing. It's a great thing. It's under attack. So we're not having people go through the melting pot of Christianity or the love of Western civilization. Instead, they're being recruited and brought in by the globalists who want to end the nation in their own admissions. And I have all these clips every week that come out of universities and Democrats saying white people are bad. Thank God America isn't white anymore. The demographics will be communist now. Well, only because they're teaching brown people to hate America and be communist. And until that stops, we've got to have a moratorium, because they're teaching the brown people that white people are bad when we're the people that ended the damn slavery worldwide. And I'm sick of it.
Yeah, of course. The whole premise is absurd. I mean, you have 3 out of 4 legal immigrants that come here will vote for Democrats. So they're voting to end America as we know it. They're going to vote for the socialist policies that conservatives claim that they hate, that, you know, folks, and I name them by name, and I'll name them by name again, because the people who are doing this to us.
No, it's true. And Republicans keep thinking if they roll a red carpet out and give all the free goodies to people, whether they be black, white, old, young, they're going to be nice. No, they're being indoctrinated by Democrats. They're controlled by Democrats as a permanent underclass, and they're voting to end the nation. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. The leg is cut off. So if we don't tie a tourniquet on it, turn the brainwashing off, and recruit these people to America, we're already going to be sunk.
That's right, 100%. And so, fortunately, you know, this conversation is entering the mainstream now. I know for a fact that there will be other congressional candidates in the 2020 cycle calling for an immigration moratorium. It is an idea whose time has come. As much as the D.C. elites on both sides want to call this idea fringe, they say it's a fringe idea. That's just not true. The response I've gotten since going on Tucker's show has been overwhelmingly positive from ordinary conservatives all around the country.
Yeah, Pete, I don't just hide stuff and say it for no reason. I mean, Tucker hasn't gotten this much attention. He gets huge attention all the time. He's awesome. And I can remember like 6 months. This is like the hottest thing on his show, which shows people want this.
Yes, 100%. I mean, I started running this campaign in August, Alex, because in my mind, as an ordinary American myself, somebody who grew up in the working class, it just makes sense, right? It's what we need at this particular moment.
Yeah, when the big corporations are bringing people in and recruiting them to hate you and politically see you as the enemy, you better stop it.
Yeah, it seems like it would be common sense, right? But unfortunately, Our D.C. elites don't have much of that, and they want to paint us as fringe when really their ideas are the fringe ones. I mean,
well, when you've got when you've got the Mexican border police military being, and they're not wimps, being overrun by huge hordes of people from Africa, not even Latin America, and there's huge caravans of 20,000 smashing across and leftists grabbing them with open arms on the other side, you better get control of that. This is road warrior stuff.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Mexico is a failed client state of the United States anyways, right? So it's time for us to close the borders and then maybe start to focus on how Mexico can not be a failed state anymore, considering it's right there on our border and people from all over the world, not just from Latin America, sneak in through their borders. I mean, you can go to the Texas border, Alex, I'm sure you know this. In the middle of the desert, they have signs trying to make sure people don't get lost, illegal aliens who have crossed illegally don't get lost. And the languages on the signs are Arabic, Chinese, all kinds of, not just
and Spanish. 80% of the women coming across get raped, not by us, but on the other side. And it's a total hellhole with children being killed, but it's all our fault. When we come back, we'll talk about why this is so hot and exploding. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Time if you say that a man can't have a baby. They'll fire nurses in Canada and England when a man comes in with tattoos and a big beard and spreads his legs in the chair. The gynecologist says, check my cervix. The nurse says, sir, you don't have a cervix. And he says, you get me that manager. And they get fired. Got articles of that coming up. Now, I'm going to go through all your calls. Owen Schroeder is going to pop in and start of the next hour, but I'm hosting the fourth hour. We're going to your calls next segment. Nick and Ryan and Tyler and Joseph in Ireland. I didn't know a call from Ireland. We'll get to you quick. And I don't mean to run over our guest. He starts exciting me when I talk about this subject because it's such a no-brainer that the third world's exploding in population, doubling every 20 years. Islam is about to be 3 billion. It's 1.8. billion and change. And these are all centralized systems. I mean, China is the most racist country in the world against Japanese, against Koreans. I mean, if you study the history, there's about seven different ethnic groups of Chinese. They won't even really work with each other. I'm not putting Chinese people down. It's just a fact. They don't allow Islam there. But again, the left loves communist China. So this idea that we have any doors on our house is bad, is insane. So going back to Peter DeBrasco, who's running for Congress in North Carolina, Pete4NC.com. In the time we have left, you've got the floor. I'll stop ranting. It's just what you're saying absolutely is popular, is the most read articles at Town Hall, is the most popular thing on Tucker Carlson. I'm always proud of InfoWars as an incubator. We've had you on for months, obviously with the audience, helping get you to that level. That's what it's all about, a team effort, showing as a beta test what you're saying is common sense, like, hey, have oxygen tanks when you go, you know, diving 100 feet underwater, or, hey, when you go into the Arctic, have a coat and some shoes and maybe a compass. I mean, we need borders. There's a reason borders were developed, especially when you're surrounded by third world countries. Please continue.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. And for the record, your show is 5-10 years ahead of the mainstream press, always has been. Has been since I started watching in 2015. So you guys get all the credit for perpetuating the idea.
No, you, the audience, are supporters. And what I love is audiences, people like you taking action. I bet you get into Congress. But regardless, you're kicking ass. You're now on the national news with the leading story just by taking action. You are the resistance. You're the badass. You're the badass, Pete.
Well, look, I'm doing my best to fight for ordinary people, and I will continue to do so. Now, you're exactly right, Alice, when you say that this idea is a no-brainer, which is why our D.C. elites don't get it, because they have no brains. But the point I really want to make here is that this idea is not going away. America First is rising. So when you see the political left and when you see this sort of bought-and-paid-for conservatives trying to trample over us, trying to act like our ideas are not mainstream, that's because they're afraid of us.
That's why Gorka is running around policing us, saying, ban this person, ban that person. What an un-American sack of filth.
That's right. And for some reason, these people seem to think that once President Trump is gone, whether they impeach him, whether he doesn't get reelected in 2020 or after 2024, they seem to think that we're going back to the old globalist, you know, fake two-party.
Yeah, no,
dichotomy.
You destroy Trump, it makes us even more strong. And I don't want that to happen, but right. they don't know history. Why do you think leftists think one-dimensionally? Why? What's their problem?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. They are good long-term strategists. If you look over the past 50 years, they've accomplished pretty much every goal that they set out.
I get it. You're saying they don't make sense and look one-dimensional because they're actually long-term players, and the people we see are just minions carrying out orders. That's why they look so stupid. But the brains behind it is actually very calculating.
That's right. And the Republicans have the exact opposite sort of problems, right? But, you know, regardless of what happens to the president, the idea of America first has been seeded. And it's not going away. So if the people in Washington, D.C. think that once Trump is gone, that we're going to go back to this sort of globalist two-party system, they're wrong. Right? People understand that America must finally be put first after years and years of corporate pillaging and plundering and putting our citizens last behind the interests of literally the entire rest of the world. It's just not going to happen anymore. There are people like me who are ordinary, average Americans. We are everywhere. We are walking among everybody. And we're not going to let the United States go by the wayside without a fight, regardless of what the people in D.C. want to do, regardless of how much they try and sell us out to foreign powers. It's simply not going to happen.
This That's right. Once you're awake, there's no turning that off again, is there?
No, you can't do it. I mean, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I wasn't even involved in politics. Never had, even had a
What woke you up?
Well, I decided I wanted to be informed going into the...
I mean, now you've got radio shows, now you've written books that are selling well, now you're running for Congress, now you're on Tucker Carlson, now you got one of the... I mean, yeah, what triggered you?
All that happened was I decided to turn on the news. In early 2015, I said, I'm going to be informed going into the 2016 election. I feel like it's my duty as a citizen. And I realized it was all nonsense from the beginning. So what do you do when you realize the mainstream press is all nonsense? Well, you start turning to the alternative press. So I started watching your show. I started reading news sites like Breitbart.
That's like critical. You had an impetus. You had a hunger separate from Alex Jones triggering you. That's what everybody else is the same. People are seeking. And once you're seeking, there's no hiding anything.
That's right. And you can't put the toothpaste back in the tubes, our friend Roger Stone likes to say. So, you know, once you realize that the corporate press is totally phony, you start wondering, well, why am I being lied to on a daily basis consistently? What is it that they're trying to hide from me that I should actually know? And once you start seeking out the answers to those questions, you start, you know, becoming a voracious reader. And
then there's more answers and more answers. And then it's not work to be informed. Once it's real info, it's exciting.
That's right. Absolutely. And you want to keep going and you want to keep learning and you want to tell everybody else around you what it is that you've learned. And I've become, I know, a pain to my friends and family by doing that. But again, you know, this is our duty. As Americans, it is our duty to be informed.
Well, that's like physical therapy. People that don't want to hear their family tell them what's really going on, that's because they're living in a shell because they're basically paralyzed. And if somebody's been paralyzed for a year and they finally get their spine fixed and suddenly you're trying to get them to walk again, they're going to be yelling at you and telling you, hey, don't make me get out of this wheelchair. No, you're getting out of the wheelchair. Damn it.
Yeah. Well, look, I have great family and friends personally who you know, listen and support and have been.
Oh, no, I know, but you're just saying there's still some that you pay, yeah.
But, you know, obviously it gets tiresome, right? I mean, we're engulfed in this sort of daily political battle, and some people just don't want to do it. I understand that impulse, but also, you know, on the other side of the token, understand how important it is to do this. We must do this. We do not have a choice. Otherwise, our way of life will be ended forever. It is that dire of
That's right. We're being conquered. We're being overwritten. This is a globalist takeover in their own admissions. UN replacement migration. The ADL says if you say that, that you're a liar. That's in the UN documents. It's public. All right. Pete4NC.com. Peter, thank you so much. We look forward to speaking to you again. Please join us again.
Thank you, Alex, for having me. I appreciate it.
That guy gets me going. Everything he says is like, yeah, let's back that up. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. I want to hear from the callers. We already took some. We're going to take a lot right now. Get ready for Nick in New Jersey, Ryan in Florida, Tyler in California, Joseph
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the info war, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There's reporting going on right now with Fox News and others in New Jersey of men in black trench coats with long guns. Let's pray it's not a false flag. And let's pray that whoever's doing it gets taken out quickly. But they're talking about organizing a police response as we speak. This is happening live right now.
Brand new information now on the active shooter situation in Jersey City, New Jersey. Let's go back to Brian Yenis. He is on the scene. Brian?
Dana, we've just been told by a federal law enforcement source that that school, the Sacred Heart School, across from this kosher supermarket where this happened, we've been calling it a bodega, it's a small kosher supermarket, has been cleared. That school, Sacred Heart, has been cleared. No children are in danger, but they are now looking for a third suspect. There was a male and a female suspect that have been taken down by police, dressed in all black, and now they're looking for a black male dressed in all black. That is a third suspect they are now looking for. It's still very, obviously the scene is still very much active, but the good news here is that that school has been cleared, and from what we understand, the children are safe. Dana?
All right, Brian Yenis.
A police officer has been shot in the head.
Good to have the children on their way home. We'll continue monitoring that situation and update you as news breaks, but right now, House Democrats announcing two articles of impeachment against President Trump.
Let's cut away from that live feed. We are getting the latest for you right now, ladies and gentlemen. We have a police officer who has been shot in the head, and we don't know exactly what's going on right now, but we are going to get you the latest up on Infowars.com. I'm sure DrudgeReport.com is always really good about having what's happening as it breaks. This does not look good. A bunch of police and SWAT gear running around and police officers shot in the head. And they were saying it's, again, a church and then something to do with other businesses. So we're going to continue to follow that as it unfolds. And obviously hoping that nobody else has been hurt. And it could be drug-related, or it could be a staged event, or it could be an actual real event. It's totally normal to question any event and try to get the latest on what happens, because there have been so many events that have been staged, like babies in incubators having their brains bashed out and thrown to the ground to start the first Iraq war, or the fake WMDs to have the second one, or the Gulf of Tonkin to start the Vietnam War officially in 1964. Or Operation Northwoods, the plan to do mass shootings inside the U.S. to blame it on the Soviet Union to start a war. Or Jussie Smollett staging events, or all the other hundreds and hundreds of events. But most of these shootings are real and do indeed happen. But in the case of Texas and Ohio, it was a false media report that they were Trump supporters. They were actually Democrat supporters. So this footage is, I guess, a group of police have gotten together to try to stop what's happening. This is Jersey City footage right here of supposedly the police looking for who's doing this. Again, I may just go to rebroadcast while I get some articles and figure out exactly what's going on real quick, because too much is unfolding and happening here. I've got to find out. Nick in New Jersey, go ahead and finish up your point.
Well, just real quick. My prayers go out to that police officer, but I'm not surprised stuff like this happens in New Jersey with our governor and our attorney general suing, you know, sheriff's departments who aren't in compliance with or who want to comply with federal law and the department, with ICE. So, New Jersey's got its own problems. But as far as what I wanted to say earlier was with the impeachment with Turley giving his testimony in front of the House Judiciary Committee was, he's a commentator for CNN and MSNBC, and after his testimony, it's not surprising that he's not on there to explain why he sees what the Democrats is doing as actually hurting our republic, hurting or going against our Constitution. And it just goes to show that the level of brainwashing that these network television shows do to the American people, because there's people who hear this stuff, they don't look into things themselves, they don't read for themselves, they just take what they hear verbatim.
And that's the scary thing, is you've got informed people that ask questions or are involved, and the system is trying to make that illegal, and you've got those that literally believe I'm a Russian agent and believe that Devin Nunes is a Russian agent. And he has people come and get in his face in New York with a grandfather with little kids and say, we're going to get you, your Russian agent. God bless you. I appreciate your call. By the way, here's the latest we've got. Multiple agencies respond to active shooting situation in New Jersey. Heavy gunfire reported. That's from CNN. KTLA, Channel 5 News. Law enforcement responds to shooting in New Jersey. At least one officer shot. So it could just be drug-related. Regardless, it's still terrible. An active shooting situation is underway in New Jersey. New Jersey Sheriff's Office says police officer shot in head. An active shooting situation in New Jersey. Nothing else is really known at this time. We will track that as it unfolds. But this is certainly an important story. But, you know, millions of people are dying from opium-related deaths a year. Hundreds of thousands from fentanyl alone. It's getting worse. Everyone I know has family that's died from fentanyl alone. The China shipping in. Somebody dies from fentanyl, doesn't even make the news. And, you know, your teenage child thinks they're getting a vape pen that's got an off-market cartridge in it. Some of those have got fentanyl in them, and people are taking one puff and dropping dead. But you don't see a big buildup for that because that's just chemical warfare. But when one person gets shot, and I'm glad there's a big response, there's a big response. We need a big response to the scourge of GMO or the millions of kids that have gotten brain damage, the thousands that have died from vaccines, they admit, but you're not supposed to talk about. All right, let's go to Ireland, and then we'll go to Tyler and Ryan. Joseph in Ireland, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Welcome. Give us your take on the historic events taking place.
Alex, how are you? I'll try and make my point as quick as I can. To me, you have to prioritize the problems. The one you've been banging on about is the tech censorship. But to me, it has to be, number one, Trump has to come out and say, I will not accept the results when any machine is owned, controlled, or run by a foreign company or any companies connected to a Democrat donor, Democrat party person. He must come out and say it, and he's got to say, I will not accept the results, and turn it back on the Democrats and say this is foreign election meddling. I think this is priority one, because I watched Millie Weaver's report on the election fraud there.
Yes, sir.
In, I can't remember the state. And I, to me, it's number one. Number two is what the last guy was talking about, and number three is the tech censorship. Number two, but number two and three are point.
By the way, let me stop you, and I'm 1,000,000,000% agree with you. I was thinking that last night that I've got to talk about Trump needs to challenge any election that has foreign-owned or mysterious machines. The Democrats, Nadler said, Trump's getting ready to steal the election again. Well, he didn't steal the first one, so they're going to challenge it when they're the ones that are the fraudsters. So you're absolutely right. Trump has got to get out ahead of this. And you've seen the last three special elections, though the Republicans were supposed to win, the Democrats have won. And then you find the fix is in Virginia, in Kentucky, in Louisiana. You're absolutely right. Please continue.
There is no way Trump will win. It doesn't matter if 90% of the people vote for him if you control the machines. And the machines, you can't get the information, as many showed, and it's foreign control. This is foreign election meddling. He has got to come out. Be damned what the media say, oh, he's a tyrant or whatever. No, turn it back on them and say, no, this is foreign election meddling, and show the proof. Millie has it. This has to be number one. All rest... Everything else falls. It doesn't matter if you sort out the immigration thing. It doesn't matter if you stop the tech's meddling, which is total racketeering. You're right. It's fraud from top to bottom. That's my point. Can I make one other point?
Yes, sir.
The other point I want to make is this is a spiritual battle. You're dealing with pure evil people. God is going to enter the ring here, Alex.
Don't hang up, Joseph. You've been holding from Ireland. Plus, I love your voice and everything you're saying is so true. Stay there and finish up. No, you're right. God's about to enter the ring. And that's the thing. People go, aren't you scared of the globalists? Folks, I can feel fear, and it's not the globalists I'm scared of. I mean, it's just like shit. Like that chill you get, that's God. It's like, whoa.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
I'm hosting the fourth hour today. Owen Schroyer has been a busy bee. I'm not going to get to it until he's confronted someone. And he's riding around the armored vehicle in Hershey, Pennsylvania. He ran into Jordan Klepper, little disinfo operative. But right now, Joseph in Ireland, we're getting into pure evil and God's getting ready to step in. Please continue.
Yes, Alex, I'll be straight honest with you. I'm coming from a Catholic background, but I have no problem with someone who's Protestant. We're all on the same side as far as I'm concerned, okay? But yes, people interpret the Bible differently, but I believe
that. But there's people that love God and are with God. There's people that are with the devil. That's just a fact. I totally agree with you, sir. So please continue.
Yeah. And I mean, my battle is not with anybody. That those days are gone. It is a shame that Christians killed one another in a different, over words in the Bible. But unfortunately, that has happened in the past. But our fight is not with one another, even though we interpret the Bible differently. But I believe, as a Catholic, God is about to step into the ring. It is what we call it as Catholics. The very few Catholics are aware of this. It's the prophecy of Garabandal, and it's called the illumination of soul, and God will divide the good from the evil there then. After that, no one will be able to deny that God exists. And this is about to happen because things are gone so bad.
with the pedophilia. This is the thing that offends God the most, is when you interfere with children. And this will be brought to a stop. Has to be brought to a stop. It's pure evil, and they are poisoning the next generation. They're teaching it now in the schools. I see, you know, they're pushing the stuff with child protection, and then it goes on to next levels. And they're now about to bring in a law in the Republic of Ireland where they want to teach young kids about abortion, teaching them all the stories of the same sex and all this. And this is coming. But, sorry, I don't mean to take up all
the... Well, you're right. It's not coming. I'm looking at it in England and in Ireland in test areas right now.
Yes, yeah. The laws... I don't mean to take up time, but there's one point here as well, because you see, you're obviously very concentrated on American politics, but I can see it here very clearly because I've learned from you to observe and interpret what's going on. What they're doing here is they're using the old divide in the north of Ireland, which is Protestant, Catholic, Nationalist, Unionist, and they're rerunning programs now on the television where they're showing up all the old stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to open old wounds. That's the same thing here.
Yes. And they will do this. They will tear the UK apart rather than let it leave the EU. And they've used this issue, and they're now savaging the one party in the north, which is Unionist, the DUP. They're getting it in the media left, right, and center now because they're pro-Britexit. And they're heaping it.
No, you're absolutely right. And people all over Europe and all over the UK and in Ireland need to be smart enough to get that. And I think they are getting it. I mean, I think the internal poll numbers showing are people are getting stronger for Brexit. You're right. They're going to try to ignite crises, but I think people are going to see through it. Thank you, Joseph. Do you think they'll see through it?
You, Alex. Thank you.
You do? God bless. All right. We should talk to that guy for 5 hours. We got to get to everybody. These are all awesome callers. All right. Who's been holding longest than next now? That'd be Ryan and Tyler. Tyler's holding longer than Ryan. Ryan is next, but Tyler's now. Tyler in California, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
How's it going, man?
Good, brother.
All right, brother. Hey, something quick just happened right before you picked up the phone here. I'm sitting here in California. I'm looking out through my deck, and this red-tailed hawk comes down and swoops up, snatches up a gopher right in front of me. And,
isn't that awesome?
Yeah, the only thing I could think of was Nadler's face on that little gopher.
Red-tailed hawks are amazing. We've got one lands in my backyard, and it lands on the edge of the pool, and it knows us. So I can go outside, and if I don't walk towards it, it just sits there like 15 feet away.
Yeah, man, awesome. That wasn't symbolic. I don't know what it is. But, hey, let me say something. You know, the greatest trick that the devil ever pulled was making him think that he didn't exist. And right now he's showing his face through the Democratic Party. And, you know, they got their throats exposed. And what I'd like to see is Trump, too, put a little bit more pressure. We need to see him do some rebuttals and stuff like that. And real quick about your supplements, they've literally changed my life, man. You know, I actually found out about the show through your supplements, and I was just looking for something to take my head out of the fog. And then I saw your supplements, and then I started hearing your word. And, you know, I'm a faithful follower, man, and I got to thank you for that.
Well, that's awesome. How did you hear about the supplements before the show? Because I hear that a lot. How did you hear about the supplements first? That's interesting. Did a friend tell you about it, or what happened?
A radio channel down in Santa Cruz that doesn't even play your show anymore after the election and stuff, if you could believe that.
Oh, absolutely. So that's how you heard about it. It was a supplement. You didn't really know about the show, so you tried it. And then that was KSCO. Absolutely, yeah.
It, again and again, you prove that it's tomorrow's news today, you know, and the truth comes out. I mean, you know, you're a genuine heart person, man. You're only human, and it breaks my heart when I hear people call and critique you, you know.
Well, that's okay. I'm a big boy. I can take it, and God bless you. Thank you, Tyler. Yeah, it's I just want to stay in the fight, and I can beat them politically, and I can beat them with your help standing with us through a lot of this. But the treachery I've seen, I mean, just the treachery you see in the news is nothing compared to the treachery behind the scenes. I was asleep last night, and at about 11 o'clock at night, my oldest daughter came in, and she woke me up, and she said, "Dad, is it true that you shoot guns at the employees and that you killed an employee's fish?" And I said, "Honey, have you ever seen me be unsafe with guns? She says, no, you're all in the safety. And I said, you ever seen me be mean to fish? She goes, no, you got mad at me when I didn't feed my little fishbowl enough and one of them died. I'm like, yeah. So she goes, wow, so they lie that bad? And I said, honey, they tell fantastic lies because people can't believe you'd make something up like that. She said, I know. I was just up and, you know, my friends on my computer were, you know, sending me messages about their moms bringing it up to them and, you know, asking questions, are you really that bad of a person? Because people don't pick up the New York Times and think you're shooting guns at your employees and you come up to their desk and, you know, kill their fish. I mean, give me a break. But it's got to be over the top, because if I read that about somebody in the New York Times, I think that's got to be true. I mean, you don't make that up, but of course they do. It's like they had that woman testify against Trump. She goes, he's assaulted more women than 99% of immigrants. Really, where are they? Where's the indictments? Where's the admissions? Where's the women claiming it? It doesn't exist. It's made up. And then I've learned, we got a call on one of these fact checkers from another publication, because there's a type of things they like to get, I don't know, like a year ago or so. And they said, we hear you shoot apples off of people's heads. No one's ever shot an apple off anybody's head. No one's aimed guns at anybody. There's not guns out around here. The story of the apple is William Tell and how Switzerland started. True story, too. It's had, you know, things added to it that are legend, but that's why it said the fish was for a niece, and Jones found out and went and took it and killed it. That's Finding Nemo. It starts with they go get the fish. So they tell each other as a joke in these publications. I've learned they'll make jokes and plagiarize something out of something famous just to make it a bigger joke on the public. And that's what it's like. I mean, the New York Times has articles about how to engage in propaganda and how to lie to the American people. Written by, what was that guy's name? Weasel. It's actually named Weasel. Last name's Weasel. And imagine if your last name's Weasel. Or maybe he picked the name Weasel. Weasel. So that's who these people are. And that's another guy that did that. And you sit there and you look at this. I mean, they said about Owen. Then I'll go to your calls. That he said at the impeachment hearing, we're going to hang Obama. He didn't say that. He didn't say the name Obama. They don't care. Because their own readers want to be deceived and just want to read that crap. So you can imagine the type of articles they write about, you know, Jones killing animals and garages full of their blood and just all this ridiculous crap. But to them, it's so alien to actually go out and go hunting that then they project that back to their own audience. And again, I don't care about being attacked myself. It's like articles about the devil in the wool suit, Vanity Fair, a senior writer, a story about Owen saying we're going to kill Obama and saying he said it in the impeachment hearing. But then what he really said was years ago for treason, I'm not saying we should hang Obama. And then the idea that if you hang traitors and one of them happens to be black, you mean that because it's a lynching. Again, it's all just insane. I'm going to all these calls. So, Ryan, stay there. We're going right to you and everybody else. I'm hosting the fourth hour. Owen Schroyer's coming up. Whatever you do, spread the word. That's how we reach new people, and the globalists hate it when you do.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.